We're doing the Navi Yechezkel. We're up to what they call the third chapter. Really, whoever divided these chapters put it in a place that's in the middle of a story. As we saw in the previous few psukim, an angel appears and tells Yechezkel, "Son of man, you are going to be sent to the people of Israel. Don't be scared. They are rebellious, but you have to be faithful. You have to tell them what I'm going to tell you, even though they won't listen, whether they listen, whether they don't. You have to say it. And now listen, because I'm going to feed you something, and you have to give over what I feed you." And then Yechezkel saw a hand extended, and in that hand he sees a megillah, a parchment. And he spreads out the parchment, and the parchment is written front and back. And it says on the parchment, Kinim vahege vahi. It's a description of woe and crying. Kinim, like kina, lamentation. Vahege is like a purr of a weeping. Vahi, and a cry, and a eulogizing. So this is what's written across this scroll. And the angel then tells him, "Vayomer elai ben adam et asher timtza echol." The angel tells him, "I want you to consume what you're finding here. I want you to take in." The word consume, to eat, is not literal, but it's a figurative description. I want you to take in what you're seeing. Echol et ha-megillah hazot. Consume this scroll. Take it in. Velech daber el Beit Yisrael. And when you've taken in what the Megillah represents, go and speak to the people. Vayeftach et pi. So I opened my mouth. Vayachileni et ha-megillah hazot. So he fed me this scroll, which in other words means he taught me the content of the scroll. Vayomer elai ben adam, he said to me, "Son of man, bitnecha ta'achel u'me'echa temalei et ha-megillah hazot asher ani noten elecha." Fill your stomach, fill your intestines of this parchment that I'm giving you. In other words, do not throw up. Take in what I'm saying. And even though you're going to be tempted to shift your concentration from what I'm teaching you, it's not comfortable to learn about destruction. It's not comfortable to have the responsibility to tell the people of an imminent threat. Take it in and don't throw it up. Don't remove your concentration from it. Don't try to forget it. Va'ochila, I listened to him, and I took it in. Vatehi v'fi kidvash lematok. I was so intent on taking it in, even though the content was bad and bitter, I was focused on taking in what he taught as though it was like honey, as though it was sweet. Vayomer elai, and so the angel said to me, "Ben Adam, lechbo el Beit Yisrael, v'dibarta v'dvarai aleihem." I want you to tell over to them the way I'm telling it to you. Because when I instruct you, it'll come out right. If you will try to set it up differently, it won't be listened to as well. So come to them and tell them the way I say it. Ki lo elam im kei safa v'chivdei lashon ata shaluach. For you are not being sent to a nation that is im kei safa, of difficult language. People who don't speak well, who don't understand the language. Or people who are chivdei lashon, people whose tongue is weighted. In other words, people who don't understand well. People who speak a language that's difficult to comprehend, so you might not know how to express it to them. No, I'm sending you to a nation where you speak their language. El Beit Yisrael. Rather, you are being sent to the house of Israel, and as such, you're all talking the same language, and so when I give you the words, you tell it over the way I'm saying it. Don't try to change it, because they speak your language, and the way you'll say it is right. Lo Elamim rabim. I'm not sending you to many nations that speak different languages. Im keisafa v'chivdei lashon. Nations that have complicated languages. Asher lo tishma divrehem. Nations where you don't understand what they're saying. Well, I'm not sending you to them. Im lo aleihem shelachticha. Hey, ma yishme'u eilecha. I'm swearing, I'm not sending you to them, but I swear that if I would send you to them, then you would have to rearrange what I'm saying, and nonetheless, they would listen. The angel is telling them, and I know Israel won't. Uveit Yisrael, but the house of Israel, lo yovu lishmoa eilecha. I know they won't want to listen to you. Keinam ovim lishmoa eilecha. They're not interested in listening to you. Einam ovim, they do not desire to listen to you. And you're going to say it as best as possible. I will set it up for you. And you'll say it the way I'm telling you. And that's because they don't want to. And it doesn't matter that you're setting it up well. They're still not going to want to listen. Ki kol beit Yisrael chizkei metzach ukshei lev heima. Because they are brazen, the people of Israel. Chizkei metzach means they have a stiff forehead. The forehead represents a person who is brazen. When a person is willing to look you in the face, they pick up their head, so it's like they're sticking their forehead in your face. When a person is embarrassed, he puts his forehead down. When a person has shame. When a person is brazen, he lifts his forehead. You're not going to tell me, right? So the nation is described as chizkei metzach. They have a tough forehead. And kshei lev, they have a tough heart. They're going to refuse you. Hine natati et panecha chazakim lumat pneihem. But I will strengthen your face even more opposite them. You shouldn't be subservient to them. They won't be willing to listen to you, but you stand up and say your word. Ve'et mitzchacha chazak lumat mitzcham. And your forehead will be strong opposite their forehead. Kishamir, just like the shamir, which is a worm that breaches stone. It breaks through stones. Chazak mitzo natati mitzrecha. Just as the shamir is more powerful than stone, so too I have made your forehead more powerful. Lo tira otam velotechat mipineyem. Don't be scared of them. Don't be broken before them. Ki beit meri heima. Because they are rebellious, but they will not hurt you. They're rebellious against me, Hashem says. You stick to your guns. Vayomer elai. And then the angel said to me, Ben Adam, et kol devarai ad asher adaber elecha, kach bilvavecha uveoznecha shema.